Welcome to season 3 of Sorting Pen, the California Cattlemen podcast. Every day, the California Cattlemen's Association is sorting through the issues impacting California's ranching families and producers. To communicate those issues, discuss solutions, and keep ranchers current on the hot topics, CCA leadership developed this podcast and is continuing it in 2023. In each episode, we will be talking with CCA leadership and leading experts on issues specific to ranching and producing beef in California. Tune in every other Monday to hear updates on legislative and regulatory fronts in Sacramento, deep dives into current events, challenges, and more. Happy New Year and welcome to season 3 of Sorting Pen, the California Cattlemen podcast. For those of you who are listening for the first time, or maybe it's just been a while since you've last listened to an episode, my name's Katie Roberti. I'm CCA's Director of Communications, and I'm excited to continue hosting this podcast as we move throughout 2023. Over the first two seasons, the goal for the podcast, and kind of the goal of it once we started it, was to use it as a way to talk about issues impacting ranchers and producers in California. We want to discuss solutions and keep everyone listening current on the hot topics that CCA leadership is working on and the issues facing our industry. Throughout this new season, I don't think much will change as far as the types of episodes we will have. We're planning to continue using the podcast to provide updates both from CCA leadership and industry experts. With that said, if you missed the last episode, be sure to stream it. It's available on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Music, or right on our website. And you'll get to hear from CCA's new president, Steve Arnold. In this episode, you'll get to know him a little better, hear about how he got into ag leadership and more. So be sure not to miss it if you haven't streamed it already. Today, we're going to take a little bit more time to introduce our team. At convention in December, we had two new CCA second vice presidents join our team. CCA is a membership-driven organization, and as these two serve for the next coming years on CCA's board, I think it's really important to introduce them to everyone and for everyone in the ranching community to get to know a little bit more about them if you don't already personally know them. So we're going to kick it off by talking with Mike McCluskey. He's from Tehama County. And in the second half of this podcast, Frank Imhoff from Pleasanton in Alameda County will join me. Thanks for joining us for this first episode of season 3, and enjoy. Okay.
Let it rip.
All right. I'll just start it like we just got on the phone.
Okay.
Hi, Mike. It's great to have you on the podcast. Even greater to have you now on CCA's officer team. I'm looking forward to working with you and getting to know you better over the next 2 years as you serve as CCA's second vice president. Oh, I just wanted to use this time to introduce you to CCA's membership and everyone that listens to our podcast. Many of the listeners probably do know you, but for those who don't, I wanted to give them just kind of a little bit of background about who you are. So if it's all right with you, maybe we can just start with a brief background about who you are, where you ranch, and kind of what you do.
Yeah, so I'm Mike McCluskey. I grew up in Dixon, California. I lived in town. I come from kind of a different background than a lot of people. I didn't grow up on a ranch, and I didn't grow up farming. So I grew up in a town and had a passion for agriculture. My first beef project was a 4-H project, was a steer, and I continued on with that for 2 or 3 years. Went through 4-H, FFA through high school, still involved with agriculture. Had some jobs farming and some ranches through high school. Gave me some more experience in the cattle industry and the farming industry, and then went on to Cal Poly. Studied crop science there, got out and managed a row crop farm for 22 years in Dixon. So I still wasn't really into the cattle industry. I had friends that had cattle, and I'd go out and help with brandings, and I would help shipping cattle. I would help when cattle came in. So I had, you know, a little bit of experience, and then I had an opportunity to come up to Red Bluff, where my wife's family's from, and go to work for Tame Angus Ranch. And so I took that opportunity. And from then on, I was involved with the farming, and then I got more and more involved with the cattle on the other side, and really come to love the cattle industry and learn more about herdsmanship and taking care of the cattle. I learned to artificially inseminate cattle and calving and taking care of sick animals and just taking care of your herd and how to run a herd, how to raise live, healthy cattle. About 2 years into that, my wife and I had the opportunity to buy out the rest of the cattle from her parents. So we did that, and we started running our own cattle here in Red Bluff. And we ran them in the summertime. We ran anywhere between 45 and 50 pairs. We're a pretty small operation. We ran them on the irrigated pasture that we had here at our place that we own. And then we leased a couple hundred acres of winter ground, which is right behind us, which is also family property that we ran the cattle on in wintertime. Grow our own hay, grow all our own feed, and really just love the industry and just enjoyed it. Some health issues with my back kind of forced us to make some decisions. So we sold the cattle in January of 2022, but still day-to-day operations and very involved with the raising of the cattle and at Tehama Angus Ranch.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like, I guess that was a year ago that you sold them, but I think you've probably stayed pretty busy, it sounds like.
Yeah. So we're still very busy. We've kind of diversified a little bit into some orchards. We have a prune orchard, and we're still growing hay, some wheat hay and triticale, and we're getting ready to plant some more trees. We've diversified.
Yeah, it sounds like plenty of work to go around. Thanks for sharing all that. It's fun. I enjoy working with each CCA officer, and I'm always surprised by your guys' backgrounds. So that's fun to hear from you. What kind of made you want to get involved with serving with CCA and ultimately becoming a second vice president?
To be honest, I'd never really looked at becoming a vice president. I just don't, I don't really ever put myself in that, I don't know what you say, you know, in that group. You know, I always think of myself as just kind of, you know, the worker bee, not the guy that's starting to direct things. But sure. When I was asked to think about it, I did give it some thought, and I did eventually say yes. And the reason I said yes is because this industry is important, and it's having its shares of ups and downs. And we all like to say, you know, we should do this, we should do that, or you should do this and you should do that. And here I have this opportunity presented to me to jump in and maybe try to help make some of these changes or help improve the industry or help to, you know, just keep it going as a thriving industry as it is. So that was the main reason I said yes. And the other reason is I've always been kind of oriented towards service. And I've been involved in the school board. I've been involved with Lions Club and different groups and a lot of other different events and things. And it's just good to give back to, in this case, to the industry that's, you know, given so much to me.
Yeah. Well, thank you for taking that leap and for joining us, at least for the next 2 years. I'm looking forward to working with you, like I said. And CCA is a producer membership-driven organization, so it takes people like you. Is there a specific topic or maybe an issue or two that you're wanting to focus on or maybe amplify during your time with CCA?
I think some of the existing issues that CCA has been working for as far as fire and grazing on public lands to prevent fires for fire protection, I think that's still very important. I think, you know, we need to do that. See, a couple of other issues that I think are very important are, number one, it would be water. I really think we need to focus more on water. There's more and more water curtailments. We don't have enough water storage in this state. You know, they've been promising Sites Reservoir for 30 years now, and it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. And now we have SGMA, which is sustainable groundwater management plans, which are coming up in, you know, everybody's county in California. That's an issue that every local organization is dealing with. Either they are now, they have, or they're going to. It's very important for the cattle industry, you know, to get their opinions known and out there. Another issue that I think is important is CARB, the California Air Resource Board. You know, by 2035, they want us not to be able to purchase any new cars. And by 2045, they want to be completely carbon neutral. So that's going to really inhibit the way that we run our businesses. You know, we have ranches in places where there is no power. How do you charge your electric four-wheeler, or your electric truck, or your electric pick up with your trailer to haul your cattle or whatever, you know, out of the middle of, you know, nowhere? I think those are some issues that I'd like to focus on.
You talk about water. We were talking about it today in the office. I think if the average person thinks of water, they think of water, but there's so many different, like you were saying, groundwater issues or storage issues. So that all on its own is a monster, but hopefully we can make some headway in that in the next 2 years.
Yep, that would be great if we can do that.
It's ironic that now we're getting all of this rain. I don't know if ironic is the right word, but.
Yeah, you know, and it seems to come and go. You know, we'll get rain like this. We'll have a drought. We've been in a drought for, 5 years now or so. The state of California and everybody in it is, oh, we need more storage. We need more water. And we need this. We need that. And now we get all these rains and you just quit hearing about it. So we really need to work hard to keep it in the forefront, even when we are flush with water. Because there are going to be more years where we're not going to have water.
Well, is there anything else that you want CCA members or listeners to know about either just your goals or intentions in being on the CCA's team?
I don't know that I really have a lot of set goals. My intentions are to do the best job possible. I'm pretty much an open book. If somebody's got something they want to ask, you know, don't be afraid to ask. I'll give you my honest answer, whether, you know, you may not like it, I may not like it, but we all have our opinions. A real important part of this job and of CCA, I think, is just, you know, more communication between CCA and its membership and CCA and the local organizations. I don't know quite how to go about that, but, you know, the more input we get from the local organizations, you know, the clearer focus and the clearer direction that we have in the state organization.
Okay, last question. We asked Steve Arnold this in the magazine article that's coming out in the January magazine. Should be hitting mailboxes soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked his answer, so I'm going to ask it to you too. Okay. Who is your favorite musician or what is your favorite movie?
So my favorite musicians would have to be AC/DC.
We got AC/DC from you and Led Zeppelin from Steve. So two shockers, but good to know. We'll be sure to make a good playlist for upcoming road trips.
You don't think of us old guys as being the rock and rollers, do you?
I'm gonna have to learn some new lyrics.
Favorite movie? I would have to say Goodfellas.
Goodfellas. I haven't seen it.
You haven't? No. It's great. It's a mobster movie.
All right. We'll add that to the list too. Well,
what was Steve's movie?
Steve didn't give me a movie. He just said Led Zeppelin. I also asked him who we would want to meet with, dead or alive, if he could meet with anyone, who we would want to meet with. And he had some pretty good answers.
Oh, good.
So you can read them in the magazine. Thanks for taking some of your evening to chat with me, Mike. And have a great meeting this week. Well, in the next 2 weeks, have a great Tehama County Cattlemen's meeting. And we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
I will, Katie. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
I'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Hey, Frank. Thanks for joining me. Frank is a rancher in the Bay Area. For reference, he's within pretty close location to Tim Coatman and the rest of the Coatman family in Sunol. Tim is a past CCA president. Before we get started with learning a little bit about you, Frank, and thanks for joining me, can we get a weather update from you? It's Thursday, and there's supposed to be some high wind and rain continuing to come your way. What's it look like in your area?
We were at high tide about an hour ago, I think, because all the pipes were going the other way. And we got about 3/4 inch last night between 1 and 3. And right now, we're probably going to be getting a shower here, it looks like, and we're probably going to get another 1/2 to 3/4 today. So I think I've actually had enough for a while.
You've had enough? I bet you thought you wouldn't say that anytime soon.
You wouldn't think. I just went and checked some heifers in a field, and the water is we have some flat ground, and of course, I mean, there's other people that have flat ground, and they're all the cows are. Heifers are standing on high ground, and you're kind of going, now what are we going to do in another week if it lasts like they say?
Well, hopefully you get just the right amount. We won't be coming after you with a raft boat anytime soon.
No, I don't think that.
Good. Well, let's get into a little bit about yourself. Maybe if you just want to tell us a little bit about your life, where you're ranching at. Like I said, you're in Sunol, but a little more about that, and then just kind of your role in the cattle business.
I don't know. I tell some people, you know, my grandfather came here in the early 1900s and started milking cows and then bought a dairy and then another dairy and then moved and did all that during the Depression, ended up in Morgan Hill farming about 600 acres and running some yearlings for a guy in San Leandro that's no longer there, Horner Meat Company. I guess they were partners. Told my mom probably when I was in the seventh grade, I think I'm just going to become a farmer and do kind of like what my uncle and my grandfather do. And she said, absolutely not. You're not doing that. You're going to get a job. So I guess in high school, I started farming some ground. Never really had a direction, just kind of did what I wanted to do. So got a job working in construction, and then at the same time farmed, you know, got some cows and started renting ground. And then just kind of, my dad passed away when I was 17 in high school. So like I go back to saying I didn't have a direction. I didn't really have a direction, and I just did what I wanted to do or did what I liked. And now we end up with where we're at. You know, we run almost 200 mother cows and farm almost 500 acres. I mean, we're right there. You look back at it and you think, God, was I lucky? Was I bored? Some of my family members tell me, oh, you just like working. Yeah, I guess that's what it is, right?
Thanks for that background. Like I told Mike earlier in the podcast, it's fun to hear all of everyone's backgrounds. They're all totally different. You joined CCA's team just about a month ago and are serving as a second vice president. What made you want to get involved with the association and serve in a leadership role?
I was the president of Contra Costa Alameda County for a few years, and I've been on that board for, I really can't remember how long, say 10 years. Like some people have read, I sit on the Board of Zoning. Before the Board of Zoning, I sit on the Planning Commission for 12 years. I've been on the Fair Board for 15 years. I was the president for a while. He asked to be on the State County Association Board of Directors or second vice president. You know, it's kind of an honor on one hand. And when you think about what they're asking, you know, it's a little time consuming maybe at times. But what I think I need to do as my part is going and sharing the information that you learn. The convention that we had in Reno, again, I thought was excellent. And to get all that education basically for free, where I've learned a lot of things the hard way. Once you learn them the hard way, you don't ever forget them. When you learn this information, and I don't care if it's about marketing, I don't care if it's about land rights, I don't care if it's about medicines, you need to get and share it with your local association. And I think there's a big gap there.
Is there a topic or maybe an issue, maybe specific to ranching in your area or just in general in California that you're wanting to focus on specifically during your time as an officer?
Well, obviously, you know, when you're here in the Bay Area or anywhere else, maybe, and you're in the cattle business, you're a very mean, bad person, right? I mean, your cows are eating this grass. There's methane being released.
Sure.
They're screwing up the ecology, the environment. And I think that the public needs to really start understanding that it's not a bad thing. It's been going on for hundreds of years, and that has to be shared publicly. And maybe when that person goes to the grocery store and buys that hamburger or the steak or the stew, understanding what it took to get it there. And I'm not saying show videos or whatever, but understand when you're taking a hike on the side of this hill that guy on that quad or on that horse that's trying to do something, he's on a mission, he has a project, and we don't need a lot of havoc caused in the newspaper or in the public eye, right? Because that's kind of the two answer there. Anyway, I got a call yesterday from Fremont Police Department saying that the cows were out on this road. I don't even have cows on that road. And right away when you hear it, okay, this is Officer So-and-so and we have cows out on this road, you're thinking, oh my God, okay, let me get the boys gathered up. Let's get some quads. Let's head down there. Then you listen to the whole message after a minute and 59 seconds and you go, it's not even ours. Well, whose are they? I don't even know whose they are. I mean, I'd have to really research to see who they are. And I know it's nice to know your neighbor. But one day they're there and the next day they're not there. And, you know, and it's not. And here again, I don't mind helping people. We were at a car went through a fence, I think, last week. I know it was New Year's Eve or whatever.
Oh.
And then, of course, you know, it takes out 300 feet of fence and then the tow truck drags the car out. I get it. I understand.
Sure.
But I got one of my boys, I said, we're going to go with that car, went through the fence, and you go through all that garbage that's out there and see if we find a license plate. Sure enough, we found a license plate. So now it's a little bit of a process, but we'll eventually figure out who went through the fence and whose car it was, and hopefully they have insurance.
One final question. It's a hard one. I asked Steve it in the magazine, and I just asked Mike it. Who is your favorite musician?
That is a hard question. I would have to say, and my funeral arrangements are made by my best friend, and there's going to be a song sang at the Rosary, and it's going to be from You Can't Always Get What You Want. Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones is probably my favorite one. And other than that, I would say this week it's Lady Gaga.
This has been the most surprising question, but I'm glad to know. So we're going to have Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, the Rolling Stones, and Lady Gaga on the tour playlist.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. Isn't that funny, though? You know what I mean? It's kind of what it is. You would have thought that it would have been Garth Brooks or, you know, Waylon Jennings, which was good in the day, I guess. But
well, now that we got that out of the way, I'll let you get back to fixing your own fence or doing whatever else you have planned today.
All right.
Sounds good. Hopefully you enjoyed learning a little bit more about Mike and Frank. We look forward to working with them over the next 2 years. As always, if you have ideas or suggestions for podcast episodes or interviews you'd like to hear, please contact me in the CCA office at 916-444-0845. I'd love to get new ideas rolling as we work on the calendar for the upcoming year. Speaking of the CCA office, if you haven't heard, we are moving. As of January 17th, we will officially be in our new office, still in Sacramento, just not in downtown. While it's a little bittersweet to be leaving our current office on H Street, with it having been CCA's home base for almost 40 years, I'm thankful we had the opportunity to be in this building on H Street for so long and look forward to all the memories to come in the new office. As we get ready to move and get ready to have the office set up on January 17th, please note that the CCA office will be unavailable to be reached by phone on January 16th. That's a Monday. It's actually Martin Luther King Day. We'll be moving the phones and everything over that day. If you need immediate assistance, please reach out via email to any of us in the office. We look forward to sharing more details about the new location soon. And like I said, thank you again for listening, and I'm excited about all the interviews to come on Sorting Pen in this new year.